Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, are you calling in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit?
I am.
Okay, we are speaking on a recorded line. I just want to verify I have your first name as Carshena.
Yes.
Krishna, how do I pronounce that?
Karshina.
Karshina, thank you. And then I have your last name as Boatwright.
Yes.
Okay, and then in case we get disconnected, I have your phone number at 215-678-6132.
Yes.
Okay, great. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and we are on a recorded line. Have you already gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm that you have not sought legal representation nor have signed any documents retaining an attorney?
No, I haven't.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that?
Yes.
Okay, and then is this claim on behalf of yourself or a family member?
Myself.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Thank you. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. And was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Okay. And what was the date of diagnosis?
I was diagnosed, I guess it was like in February of 2009, was it 2019? Yeah.
Okay, February of 2019. Okay, and what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, both?
The test that they took was a brain MRI,
Okay.
blood tests, and a biopsy.
Okay, thank you. And what was your date of birth?
1/12/1976.
1/12/1976. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No,
Okay.
not that I know. A lot of my friends that did take it, but I'm not sure
Okay.
if they had any
Absolutely.
complications.
Thank you. And did you use the name brand contraceptive Depo Provera?
I did.
Okay. Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Oh yeah. I used it for about 8 years.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least four injections before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through 2024?
Yes.
Okay. When did you first start using Depo Provera?
I start using it around 2010 in March.
2010, and when did you stop using Depo Provera?
Yep, I stopped using it in like July of 2018.
2018, thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Thank you. Okay. And then I have your first name spelled Carshena. Last name Boatwright.
Yes.
Do you have a suffix to your name? Are you junior, senior, the second, third, or none?
No.
Thank you. For the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
My social?
Either the full social or the last four, because it is attached to your medical records.
Yes. But is this like a real one? Because I know
Yeah.
I've kind of seen this on TV, and I don't know if
So
I should get
I
one of
need
those.
to send the retainer documents through DocuSign, so you'll see it on those documents.
Okay. Is my last four is 6974.
Thank you. Okay. And then I have an email address here as the letter B, your first name at yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone we're speaking on that ends in 6132. Is this a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Thank you. And what is a good mailing address?
173 Glente Avenue, Lansdowne, PA, 19050.
How do I spell Glente Avenue?
Glentay.
Okay, thank you. And that is 19050.
Mm-hmm.
And the number is 173.
Wait a minute, you said, what did you say? 19050?
19050.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is, and then it's 173?
Yes, 173 okay. Glente Avenue.
Thank you. And then is there an apartment or building number or no?
No, the house.
Thank you. And what was the name of the doctor that prescribed the Depo-Provera?
Christopher Farrell is his name, Dr. Christopher Farrell.
Okay, and where did Dr. Christopher Farrell practice out of?
Well, he was at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital.
Okay. And he was the one that prescribed the Depo-Provera, or was he the treating and diagnosing doctor?
Oh, as far as who gave it to me first,
mm-hmm.
was Dr. Klebanoff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Farrell, Christopher Farrell is the diagnosing?
Yes.
Okay, let me just go there then. Okay. And you saw Dr. Farrell at Thomas Jefferson?
Mm-hmm.
And they're on South 11th Street?
Yes.
Okay. And was Dr. Christopher Farrell also the treating doctor?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer before being diagnosed with meningioma or no?
I'm sorry, say this again.
Have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And then what was the name of the doctor that gave you the Depo-Provera that prescribed it?
Dr. Klebanoff.
Okay, and where did Dr. Klebanoff practice out of?
I used to go to his office and it was like the 9800 block of Bustleton Avenue in Philadelphia.
Okay, was it Dr. Jordan Klebanoff?
I don't know his first name.
Okay. Okay, and then what was the address? Or the area?
It was, I think it was the 9800 block of Bustleton Avenue. But I don't know his first name. I just know Dr. Klebanoff.
Okay. Started with the K, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dr. Klebanoff. Do you recall the facility that he practiced out of?
So he kind of went, I started with him, and this is before the depot. He was at, I think it was like under Temple, but then he switched. When I started going to Bustleton, he was under another group, which was no longer Temple.
Okay. Do you recall and, that name of the group? Was it like Mainline Health?
No, I don't think so. Or I think I have Mainline because I'm in a county.
Okay.
I don't know what he's under. I know it wasn't Temple anymore when I moved over to Busselton. But, I mean, he was just my doctor, so, I went to him for years.
Okay. Okay. Was it Penn Medical Center, Penn Presbyterian?
No. I know it wasn't Penn. I know it wasn't Temple anymore. What is in the area? I'm trying to think of the hospitals that's in the area, like maybe Holy Redeemer, maybe Edmonton. I know there's a bunch of hospitals up there that he can be under those, whatever those are.
Jefferson,
I don't know.
Frankfurt, Roxborough.
Maybe Jefferson, because maybe Jefferson, because then when I start going to Christopher Farrell, I wound up going to Jefferson Hospital downtown.
Okay. Was it ever Buffalton Regional Medical Center?
No, that don't sound familiar.
Okay, I'll just put Jefferson Frankfurt Hospital.
Okay.
And your medical records should show exactly where, so it's okay. If we don't have the exact. Okay. And what was, did the hospital fill the prescription or was it filled at a pharmacy outside of the hospital?
The pharmacy.
Okay. The hospital pharmacy?
No, I used to go to CVS. Well, I still go to CVS.
CVS Pharmacy, and which CVS do you go to?
The one on Baltimore Avenue. It's, what's the address? It's either 108 or 119.
Yeah, I see it on 119. 119 Baltimore Avenue. Okay, and do you have any medical records, or would you be able to provide medical records if requested?
Yeah, once you request them, I don't have them available at the moment.
That's okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes. Ms. Miller.
Miller, and what is a good contact number for Ms. Miller?
Okay, let me get her home by heart. It's 215-390-0413.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, I can't seem to remember nothing anymore.
That's okay. Okay.
Everything is all in the room, though.
Yeah. Okay, so I have your date of birth down as January 12th, 1976.
Yes.
Okay, I have that you first started using Depo-Provera March of 2010, and you stopped using Depo-Provera July of 2018.
Yes.
Okay. Then I have the last four of your social as 6974.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have your email as bcarshena@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So I'm going to send over some documents through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form. That form will allow the attorneys to request medical records. They'll get sent. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. They'll get sent through text as well as through email. You'll get a text as well as an email that'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. There will be a link there that will open the documents right up. Give me 1 second while I populate them. Okay, let me know when you see that text come through. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or any of the information on there needs to be corrected.
Okay. Okay, I got the text.
Okay, great. Go ahead and press that link. You might have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, you said press yes, right?
Uh-huh. And then it should open those documents. You should see a continue button.
Okay.
And then there will be a little box for you to check that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures.
Please read electronic. I agree. Uh-huh.
Okay, and then check that box and then press continue or next.
Mhm.
And then do you see a start button?
Yeah.
Go ahead and press that start button and it'll take you to your first signature fields.
Okay, now this is the only part that I'll be like, oh, I need time to read this stuff because when I was purchasing a house, I did everything, like, it was, you know, so quick through DocuSign. And there was a lot of stuff that, like, just because it just goes directly to the signature, you don't know what it is that you're signing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
you know, it's like you got to go up and you got to read that stuff because there was a couple things. It was, like, some dates on there. And I'm you know, they just saying, you know, just press. You know, it's just going to go straight to the signature.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't agree to that.
So this is a standard retainer agreement. The attorneys work on contingency, which means, and it says if you want to go to page 2, I'm happy to read it for you, and which means they only get paid if there's a settlement. In the event that there's no recovery obtained, the attorneys will make new charges for his or her time, services, fees, or court costs, or other expenses. So that just means if they're unable to recover any kind of settlement for you, you don't owe them any money. It's a 60-40 split. 60% goes to you, 40% goes to the attorneys. And again, nothing comes out of your pocket ever. There's no, and again, if there, it says that in bold, you see that on page 2, that attorneys will make no charges for his or her time, services, fees. And then that HIPAA compliant medical record release form, is everything spelled correctly on there?
That's the first page, right? That's the,
it's the third page. Is the HIPAA compliant.
Right.
So this, it just goes over what this document allows the attorneys to request medical records on your behalf. That's why I needed at least the last 4 of your social because of this page.
Okay. Okay. Shares, copies. It's amazing. It's voluntary. Okay. So how many pages is this? Not too many pages, huh?
No, it's just 6. The last page is a request for electronic copies of medical records. That just needs to be signed in order for the hospital to provide electronic records.
Troy's signature. Okay. I'm trying to. Up. I thought it's supposed to do it
Like type
like
it.
it's it can, as soon as you hit it, it just automatically uses the first signature.
Yeah, it does. You just have to press adopt and sign.
I did. And then it asked me to do it again.
It might
To
be
sign.
asking for initials.
Well, let's see if it's. So look, now there's. Now I have two different signatures.
Yeah, typically it just uses the first one.
Yeah, I don't know why it did that, but whatever. I guess as long as it's.
Yeah, as long as there's something on that line that looks like a signature.
I think that's it.
Okay, and do you see a finish button?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and press the finish button.
Mm-hmm, that's it.
Okay. And then you'll also receive another email with the completed DocuSign that you can save for your records.
Okay.
Or print.
So this is the same thing in my email.
Yes, you'll receive an additional email.
Okay.
And then the law firm will be reaching out to you within the next 2 weeks. They're going to want to start their case verification, confirm with you that it's okay to start the process of requesting medical records. The law firm will be Pulaski Legal. I believe they call from a 909 number. If you miss their call, it's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Just try to get back to them within 2 weeks of hearing from them, because if they don't hear from you, they'll void the documents, okay?
Wait a minute. So after this sign, then what happens?
So they'll be giving you a call to do case verification. Mm-hmm. They can't start the process until they hear from you and that it's okay.
Okay.
So they just need to be able to reach you on the phone within the next 2 weeks. If you miss their call, it's okay, because they'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Just try and get back to them as soon as possible, because if too much time goes by, 2 weeks, then they typically will just assume you don't want to participate and just void out the documents.
Okay, gotcha.
That's just what, I didn't mean to scare you or anything.
No, I was like, wait a minute, what do I have to do before they close it?
No, you did the hard part. You're all set to go. Everything is signed. They may request, when they speak to you, your full social. If you're uncomfortable giving it on the phone, you can ask for a different way to provide that.
Okay.
Okay. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. I will also send you a text for my desk number. So if you don't hear from Pulaski within the next 2 weeks, give me a text or give me a call. I'll transfer you over to them, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you so much.
Of course. I'm so sorry you went through all of this because of the Depo-Provera shot. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a happy holiday.
All right, you too, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.